Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Grow connects you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights and weekends. There are no subscriptions, no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/try now today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/try now. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
So I want to talk about Below Deck. We haven't spoken about it for a while, and all the episodes are streaming now on the home of reality TV, Hey You. And it's been eventful, to say the least. So we've had lots of different guests, all of which are very, they've been interesting. Like, I have some seasons you just get the guests come and go and you're like, there's not much going on. These ones have been quite interesting. We've had like porn stars. You've got these guests at the moment who have come in who are like the cast of Jersey Shore, but older.
But like crossed with mob wives. Like it's giving mob. I think even one of them said that they were like a mob character. Yeah. They're very interesting people.
Very interesting. But before we get onto them, they've had two days off or something where they've gone and stayed in a villa. I loved it. I think it was great being able to watch them just not constantly working. So other seasons of Below Deck, you have them in between charter, there's a day or maybe 2 days. And sometimes they get one day off and they go to a pool somewhere or a little resort or something. But this time they've actually been able to go and stay at a villa somewhere. And you've watched the cast like a reality show, not on the boat. I thought it was fabulous.
Yeah, look, I'm going to disagree because as the resident prude of this podcast, I hated it. You know what I'm hating? I mean, I'm loving the drama. Don't get me wrong. I mean, this last episode of the charter with the guest and the police and everything, I'm like, give me all of that every day of the week. But all the sex and all the kissing and the sharing of partners and kissing around, I'm like, I'm not here to watch Love Island. I'm here to watch you go and, you know, make the dinner service and set the tables and make the beds and do the laundry. Like, where's the laundry? Remember when we used to get all this footage of the laundry and that was my favorite bit? Because if I was on the boat, that's where I would want to work. But this whole Love Island thing, I can't.
I think there is a bit much kiss. Like, the kissing got insane. Like, that girl that's going around kissing everybody. And then you've got, there's two lesbians and they actually hooked up and one of them said, I only want to kiss you. And then she was back kissing Selene and maybe doing things in the shower. And then there's a guy involved, an Aussie guy, and then there's a Scottish guy. It's a love pentagon of sorts. Or
When we spoke with Captain Carey, and he was saying that, you know, when they were doing production back, you know, behind the scenes before the season came out, they had all of these lines drawn on a whiteboard, like connecting all the different dots and all the different people together. It's insane. I don't ever remember there being so much sex. And yeah, the prude in me is just like,
I could probably do with less of the kissing. It is getting, like, when she was just kissing everyone, I was like, oh, I've had enough. But I liked seeing, like, the chef. He was having a little meltdown because he's like, no one respects me. I'm cooking dinner. I'm like, that's how I feel every night. Okay? Every night. I really love that chef.
I do like Anthony. I was annoyed with him for being, you know, against Fraser when he's saying, what was he saying? He was saying that I don't forget. He got me fired. It's like, mate, you were terrible. You were losing the plot.
Yeah, But he got all worked up. He got his knickers in a twist. I liked it. I thought it was cute. And I actually like him and Fraser's relationship.
Yeah.
So then fast forward to this week, we've got these mob wives / Jersey-licious bunch. Most of them are fine, but there's this one lady who is drinking beyond anything that I've ever seen on Below Deck. Mm-hmm. She's jumped in the water. They've grabbed her and locked her in a cabin. And now Captain Kerry is ringing the police. So it says to be continued. So she's obviously going to get taken off the boat. And there's one guy who's like, I am mortified. I am so embarrassed. Like, who's a fellow guest of hers. That would be me. Like, I'm sorry. This is not what I'm like, but this is on her. I actually am really, after a few really flat seasons of Below Deck, I'm enjoying this season. And I think they've listened to the feedback that it was getting very repetitive. So whether you like the kissing and the moving off, it's not that repetitive format because it was just becoming so repetitive.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.